The charges stem from an accusation that Rowland broke federal laws in pursuit of paid consulting roles with two separate Republican congressional campaigns in 2010 and 2012. Rowland was elected Connecticut governor three times. He resigned in 2004 and subsequently served 10 months in federal prison. In this case, a federal judge has set Rowland's bond at $250,000 and scheduled jury selection for June 10th. Outside the courthouse, Rowland's attorney, Reed Weingarten, said they're eager for the trial to begin.
Most of all, we're looking forward to this trial, and we fully expect our client to be fully vindicated.
Rowland is charged with two counts of falsifying records in a federal investigation, one count of conspiracy, two counts of causing false statements to be made to the Federal Election Commission, and two counts of causing illegal campaign contributions. The allegation is that Rowland was trying to conceal his work for the campaigns. At the time, Rowland was a radio talk show host and did not disclose he was working for the campaigns. Convictions on all the charges could carry a maximum prison sentence of 57 years. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.